Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, a little late tonight, because you see, when a friend wants you, you be there. You know, I know that's a concept that apparently doesn't make sense to a lot of people, especially when it's your husband, but you know, anyway, because I'm in love with that lady. I think of her constantly. I didn't get a postcard Saturday. I got four. But real quick, I mentioned, I couldn't think of this gentleman's name Friday. His name is Aaron Fetcher. His company is Creative Engineering in Orlando, Florida. And he had the relationship with Showbiz Pizza. That was the name of the company. They eventually were bought out by Chuck E. Cheese. And he did a lot of the animation, whatnot, and that kind of stuff. So I had some involvement with that for a while. Nothing that ever became, you know, one of the things was we're looking at him. With him at, he had the whack-a-mole machine, and I did an improved sound system for it. You know, it was really strange because what I did is actually use the processor, you know, a 32-bit computer at the time that was, you know, pretty impressive to actually generate the sound. That's all it did. But, you know, the price of the processor had come down so cheap, it was, you know, and then of course we now have, but anyway. So did that, and it had a much clearer sound to it. I mean, it had CD quality sound, effectively. Excuse me. But you know, we demoed it, but didn't use it. The other thing was worked with, reviewed a concept in order to do effectively a private currency for the Showbiz Pizza. So their games and whatnot would use a card for funding instead of the coins. But anyway, but that didn't go anywhere. Okay. First card. This was to the Kozlowski kids. I wrote, trust in the Lord to, quote, have your back, not the state. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, not Proverbs 1984. Love, Dad. Because, again, that was my wife's statement, thanking the state that they had her back. I'm sorry, you thank the Lord, not the state. And I wanted to get that across to my kids. Which, you know, obviously it seems that we want to set a different role model, which I thought for, you know, I thought we shared, but apparently we don't. I want her back. I love that lady. There was another one to Susanna. It's covered up. Something about running Saturday. She is 93, so it was talking about Miss Lillian. Did you ever get the medal your dad got from this entry in the 5K race? Love, Dad. So, which, you know, again, I've heard nothing because obviously I'm just the dad. But another one to George. You wrote, I wish we were family again. Your dad has been seeking that for over a decade. When you find out, offer grace. Love, Dad. See, and this is the thing that I find extremely important, because I don't know. I don't know how much, you know, it's isolated and things of that nature, to what degree or how much I have been tainted. So I don't know. I have no idea. But I can imagine that it's kind of like, well, he doesn't want to talk to you or something of that nature, and I'm simply isolated, and they don't know. And one day, and see, the problem is once you start that, you have to build it up and build it up and build it up and maintain it. And that's why I would suggest the return postcards, because you can't break that barrier, because once you do, things can collapse, and that could hurt. And that's why I want to engage with and work with my wife and family in order to recover rather than work as enemies. reconciliation is a really good thing. It's hard, but it's a really good thing. But, you know, I sent a postcard to George. 700,000 plus, on the way to 1 million jumpy jacks. George, please join me on Mom's birthday at the top of Big Frog Mountain, Lord willing, to do the millionth. Love, Dad. This was sent, just recently. What was that? On the 4th. but the other thing was, there was a card to Julia. My girl, you and your family, are you and your family now living with your mom, my wife? You are all loved by your dad. Say hi. So there's a serious concern here, because the postcard that went out today, did you refuse the card I sent to you on February 22nd? If not, then someone is tampering with the mail, which is a crime in man's law. But just like God's law, that seems not to apply in North Carolina. Love, Dad. That was sent today. And, you know, my guess is it's a reasonable possibility I'll get it back. But because, you see, if Julia returned this, that's one thing. If someone did it and not let Julia see it, that's a crime. And, you know, the same would be true with George, because he's emancipated, as well as Susanna, I guess. But the Kozlowski kids, specifically Glory, Jane, Walter, and Zadok, there's a specific thing in the document my wife signed that says she cannot censor mail to my kids. So my wife went to the state, and then the state comes back towards me, and we end up with this court thing. Continues to refuse dialogue, because, you know, we did the court thing, 10 years ago, where I was obligated to show up, and which was a pain. You know, I had to run a car. Well, I rented a car for some other purpose, but anyway, that was... But and she refused to talk with me that day. 8 hours sitting in that courtroom, and she refused to talk with me. So there's a barrier that's been put up. It's not love. It's not obedience to Christ. It's hate. It's unmitigated hate. And it concerns me. So you've turned to the state, and now the state has turned to me. And as I described some weeks ago, using the model of Paul, you know, when Paul, it was kind of like, no, he specifically writes 1 Corinthians 6, don't turn to the state, especially to resolve issues between followers of Christ. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm the only one who's a follower of Christ. Is that true? I mean, if Erica Lee has denied Christ, why not others? But there's also the idea where Paul was put in a situation, we're going to kill you. So he did the I appeal to Caesar thing. You know, because, again, there's the different context. It's one thing to go to the state to reconcile a problem, especially a problem with a brother. It's another thing, you know, or why not rather be wronged, is the statement, 1 Corinthians 6. But when the state comes after you, you know, that's the tables have turned. You didn't initiate that. Therefore, we can appeal to Caesar. I would suggest this is consistent with the idea that we do not have the right to put an authority over other people. Voting, instilling a state, becoming leadership in a state, you know, a government. but we're called to submit, the Romans 13. But again, there's no license ever to set one up, but we're called to submit. So again, there's no license for me to turn to the state to seek regressive grievances with my wife or for her to do that towards me. We need to be able to interact or simply bear the loss. You know, why not rather be wronged? But when the state comes against you, you can appeal. And, you know, obviously that's what happened. And my concern is going to backfire on my wife. Because, you know, it's that simple idea. I'm obligated to pay for my kids. And it's done on a formula, my wife's income compared to mine. My wife's income was considered a minimum wage. And she, you know, she bought a Suburban. She bought a house and put 5 kids in private school on minimum wage. So that, you know, you might question if there's a consistency issue here. Then there's the other aspect of it. If I am currently supposed to be paying for Glory Jane, Walter, and Zadok, are they alive? And again, that's not a flippant question. I have absolutely no evidence whatsoever because I've been denied communications with them for over 6 years. I have no idea if they're walking the earth at all. You know, I say my expression, I have 9 kids walking the earth. Do I? That's a serious question. And because that's on the table now, that also puts on the table, why have I been denied communications with my kids? Why have I been denied? Why is mail censored? And do I have evidence? You know, it's not, do I have evidence, you know, plus the wall behind me. If the only thing that matters is money, then I would suggest that would seem consistent with being the daughter of Jim Cross, who says, you know, when the Lord said you cannot serve God and wealth, he says, well, you got to be practical. My wife seems to be practical. Her God is practicality, not trust in the Lord. Because again, she says the state has her back, not the Lord. This concerns me greatly. Because I love my wife. You know, if you have a wayward child, Erica Lee, who says, no, I deny Christ. After she did the Keeping the Promise video, you know, she's the one who did this, the image and the, you know, they're one until death. But now she denies it. And, you know, is my wife any different? This is a real concern. I love Erica Lee. I love Jack. And I love my wife. One other thing. Saturday, I took a walk. I decided it's time to try to see if I can beat my best time on the Greenway. I didn't make it. I missed it by 4 minutes. It's kind of like, ugh. But I did it, at least. So the thing that encouraged me is I went then to Publix, and I did the hill here as I ended. So I did 10 miles. And I had, before I left, I had already my 1,000 jumping jacks done. And when I got back, I did another 256. So I was encouraged by that. But boy, was I tired. And the following day, I was sore. I was about as sore as when we've done these, like Big Frog Mountain, especially the time we did the 15-mile route, I was tired. And it's kind of like, I'm not used to this. Plus the fact I slowed down. And that really, you know, it seems to me there's two possibilities here. One is I probably haven't been doing as much walking, so I need to change that. And the other issue is maybe I'm getting old. Nah. No. But because I was fatigued, I watched a bunch of other things, but, you know, I was kind of... I watched the video from November 12th of 2021. The WEF, COP27, and Jack. And I found it was insightful. So I'm just going to remind you of that one. Because I thought it was insightful. I also watched the one from February 2nd. Naive Teenager, Human Trafficking, World War II again. Again, I think there were some insightful things in that. You know, you know, because I mentioned things about there was a bunch of stuff in human trafficking and the way things were hidden. I won't go into that anymore. One of the great joys I've had is when events have occurred in my life in recent years that were disappointing. I had a friend come to visit me. You know, the day I got the state decree divorce papers from my wife, which obviously, again, means nothing for a follower of Christ. Seems like she doesn't follow Christ, nor does her dad, because her dad says she's a free woman. Well, if his authority is a state, then don't claim to be a follower of Christ. I mean, it really is that simple. And when my wife says, I'm not your wife, is she also saying I'm not the Lord's? This really concerns me. But anyway, that day that I was either I think the day I got the paper or whatever, Chris showed up and he took me out to a restaurant to have sushi. He doesn't like sushi. But he did that to be with a friend, to encourage him. He's done that several times on other events. That was the big one, but he's done that several times. And I strive to do that for others. You know, I've done that. I tried to do that for Lynn and Gary, but I can't do that anymore since they're dead. You know, but that opportunity came again today. One of the greatest places to do that, well, and maybe I'll remind you again, there was the incident here in Chattanooga where a young gentleman opened fire at two military places in Chattanooga. And in the process, I think he killed several people. He was indeed, himself was killed. But because I knew people who knew him. But I wrote an article, All Men Are Jerks, Love Them. And because one of the things I thought about is Lieutenant Commander White, I think is his name, because he's apparently the only person who got a shot off towards the assailant. I don't think he was injured at all. And I don't know if it was him or someone else who actually killed the guy. But he got one or more shots off to protect himself and others with his own personal weapon. But, you know, it's okay, that's a sensational issue and whatnot. But the thing that really got to me, and if you look at the article, it's the only thing in bold. Like some men, Commander White has received the grace of the Lord. His wife loudly manifests this when she writes, and then in bold, "I am honored to be his wife and stand with him 100%. What that means to man is huge. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.